Network with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. As always, thanks a lot for joining us. We're going to start the day talking with Jeff Riley, Kaw-Wah County High School Athletic Director. A little bit later on this morning, we'll have Chris George on the line with us, and we'll talk to him about his summer travels to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and to the Speedway Classic down in Bristol, Tennessee, as he took in both of those games. But Jeff, we're going to talk a little Kaw-Wah County High School sports first, and thanks for coming in. It's a busy time for you guys.
Yeah, the fall gets going, so the fall's definitely underway with school started, and everybody's playing in some shape or form, so we're off and running, man.
An interesting situation. Tuesday night, we had two soccer matches in different locations that both were stopped by lightning.
At about the same time.
Yeah.
As the boys were coming off the field, Coach Miller was texting me about the girls' situation. And, yeah, it was probably the same, you know, set of storms that was getting both because they were in Cadiz. So it's a unique situation, but I think we've got it worked out. I think they're going to try to finish – both teams are going to try to finish those games on the 25th. And, you know, fingers crossed, the weather cooperates and we can get both those matches in.
Yeah, the weird thing here, I think we just barely saw some sprinkles when the game started, and then it was completely dry, but the lightning wouldn't go away.
There were a few raindrops early. I think someone said it rained a little heavier back towards town a little bit, back in towards Casey's up here on this corner some, but it never really rained hard at the stadium. We got the JV game in, and about 5 or 6 minutes ago in the varsity game, there was lightning in the area, and you could see lightning, and the rule says if you hear thunder or see lightning, you take a 30-minute delay, and when it started, it just kept adding those 30-minute clock resets, and, you know, it was a school night. Both teams had school the next day, and you get down to where you're going to start at 9:40 or 9:15 or 9:30, and that means you're not going to be done until 10:30 or 11, and you just make a decision that we can suspend play and come back and try to finish at a different date. You can make those decisions early in the season because you have a little space, and we just felt like that was the best choice. Both teams agreed, so we're going to give it a show. We're going to give it a shot on the 25th.
Yeah, you guys actually waited over an hour before postponing the contest and suspending it. At that point, though, it's 8:45, approaching 9 o'clock. You would still have to play the rest of the first half, the entire second half, and now you're talking 10 o'clock or later getting out of there.
Yeah, and then for us, you know, that our kids would get home at probably 11, and Webster County's kids would probably get home more like 11:30 or 12.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not always the best situation on a school night. I guess sometimes you have that, and, you know, you have to make a decision in the moment about continue play, don't continue play, whatever. But in that situation, it was, you know, the first home match of the year. We have a bunch of time left. Both teams had a date, and it just made sense to kind of suspend play and, you know, try to get it in when there's a time the weather's going to be a little more cooperative.
My understanding is if you get to halftime, it's an official match. Unfortunately for the guys, we were about 5 minutes short, and the girls were about 8 minutes short over at Cadiz.
Yeah, Coach Miller said that they had come off the field and gone back on the field a couple times, and, you know, they were trying to kind of work towards that. You know, I think the policy says if the game's not, both teams kind of can agree, and so it worked out pretty good. Sometimes those things get contentious when, you know, you're talking about who wins and who loses, but I think Webster County was very cooperative, my understanding that Trigg was too, so it worked out like it should, and the most fair thing is we'll just, you know, we'll call time out, and in a few days we'll call time back in and try to pick up where we left off.
And both matches were pretty close. Webster led here 1-0. Trigg led over there 2-1, I believe, so it was some good matches, and good that we'll get to have a resolution of those contests.
Yeah, it's good. I think anytime you start something, you want to try to finish it. I know sometimes in a competitive situation it doesn't work out that way, but, you know, the kids want to play. I mean, that's the kids want to play, and that's why we're here to play. So we're going to try to err on the side of playing. As it turned out, if you hung around, we probably could have played. I mean, but the rule is what it is, and the rule's that way to keep kids safe, and, you know, you always want to err on the side of safety ahead of everything else. So hopefully on the 25th we'll get it in, and maybe the Tigers will get a rebound and Lady Tigers can come back, and, you know, we'll get two wins. If not, then they'll learn from that and go on and try to win the next one.
Now, last week we had Tiger Day, and that was a big day here at the studios. How did things turn out for you guys for Tiger Day?
Well, it's ongoing. You know, we're always, you know, looking for ways to generate a little revenue, and Tiger Day is one of those things, and we kind of kicked it off, so we're still, you know, we're a little bit short on our, you know, we don't have our, you know, $2,500 donations to cover the cost of student tickets, so we're still kind of moving that direction. We've got some advertising stuff in place, so we're going in a positive direction. The community stepped up so far, and you know, we're still looking for some sponsors to get that done, but we're covered for the fall, so we've got a little time, and we're just going to try to get it done, and hopefully we can get that done for the kids like we have in the past. And you know, our community's always stepped up for our kids, so we don't expect this to be any different.
It's a big deal to have all the students be able to come to the games and not have to find $5 or $6 or $7 or whatever to get in.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. I think it gives the athletes a chance to perform in front of their friends, and maybe you have some friends that are, you know, buddies outside of your team, and they can come to the games and socialize and have fun. And of course, the, you know, when you start cheering and adding atmosphere and it's a festive thing, it's a fun thing to be a part of. And I think it's an important part of, you know, your educational experience, your high school experience, is to go and have a bunch of friends cheer for you while you're there, and you know, having everybody around, and you know, having the music up and playing, that's all part of the atmosphere. So that's part of it.
Yeah, just getting another 20 or 25 students into a soccer match or into a volleyball match changes everything.
Oh, yeah, it does. Just having familiar faces in the crowd, I think, is important for kids. And then when those faces are your friends that you hang out with or you eat lunch with, and, you know, that's also an important thing. And then, you know, if things are excited, if it's a close match, they're going to get involved and cheer, and, you know, they're going to get – and that cheering, that energy kind of bleeds out to the field. I think all that is just part of the fun of athletics in general. And, you know, it was interesting. You were talking about Chris going to all those different things, and I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, that sounds really cool. I mean, you know, that's kind of the peak of athletics, is getting to go do different cool things, going to the All-Star game, and, you know, going to a unique situation that doesn't happen very often. So all that's part of the fun, and I think for most of us that starts in high school.
Well, we appreciate you helping to kind of organize Tiger Day for us, and a big thanks to all the coaches and players that came by, because there was a steady stream of athletes and coaches coming into the studio last week.
Yeah, it's a good day. I think, you know, we've done this the last 3 or 4 years, or maybe even 4 or 5 years, and it's always fun to get the kids. Always, it's good to expose the kids to some, you know, real life media situations and let them get and talk and, you know, kind of explain that. It's a good experience for them. I think it's good for the community and the coaches to get out in front and kind of talk about things. And I think it's for a good cause, to kind of help get kids in for free. So it was a thing. And I thank you guys. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys, that kind of stuff doesn't happen. If we don't have a radio station or a company that's willing to step up and, you know, provide those opportunities, we can't do what we do either. So it's definitely a two-way street, but a huge thank you to you guys as well.
We are right in the middle of August, and August always seems to be the busiest month of the year as far as sports goes. Golf has already started. We've mentioned soccer. Football has its second scrimmage coming up Friday night. Volleyball is going to get going next week. So where do you guys stand as far as everything getting going for fall?
Well, it's just a matter of kind of getting things in place. You know, you're talking about getting coverage and ticket takers and people signing up to cover games and all those things that happen when school starts. So, you know, hopefully by the time I think our next thing we host is the volleyball match on Tuesday. So by that time, I mean, we've already got people signed up, and the administration team is taking care of the supervision issues. And so hopefully it transitions into a smooth thing. And before you know it, it'll be fall break, and we'll say, gosh, where did the fall go?
Yeah. And you guys have tickets available for fall sports?
Yes. On GoFan, you can go to GoFan. You can buy any of our fall sports passes that you want. The only thing you can't get on GoFan are your reserve football seats. So if you have reserved football seats that you would like to renew, or if you have reserved football seats that you're interested in purchasing, just contact me at the high school, and we'll get that taken care of.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll be back with more right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Rader Auction Company is owned and operated by Delbert Rader. Delbert has been in the agricultural field for nearly 50 years and is well known for his knowledge of used equipment. Rader Auction holds 4 consignment auctions a year, and they buy and sell equipment on a daily basis. If you're looking for a piece of equipment, they'll do their best to locate it, and financing is always available. Contact Delbert Rader at 270-881-2610 or at roederauctioncompany.com. Rader Auction Company, Skyline Drive, Hopkinsville.
This is Kevin Meacham, H&R Agripower. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. Come by 4900 Eagle Way in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice, Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Caldwell Medical Center, caring for your family is at the heart of what they do, offering family practice, internal medicine, and pediatric services to handle your health needs. From wellness exams and vaccinations to the treatment of various health conditions, their comprehensive care keeps you covered. Don't travel for quality health care. Find everything your family needs with Caldwell Medical Associates Family Practice Clinic, right here, close to home. Find more information at CaldwellMedical.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
As a community, we've faced challenges. We've seen that working together as a team, we're stronger. This is Heather Riley, marketing specialist with the Edge Media Group. With over 7 decades of building customer relationships, we've learned a thing or two about teamwork. We're dream builders. Through marketing campaigns designed specifically for unique needs, we help customers grow, building today's ideas into tomorrow's legacies. This is Heather Riley. Come build a legacy with me. Find out how at theedgemediagroup.net.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Talking this morning with Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director, also one of the football coaches, so we get to talk a little football this morning as well. And, Jeff, what were kind of your thoughts on the first scrimmage up at Greenwood?
I thought it was okay. We did some good things. I coached the defensive line, and I'll start with them. I liked our effort. I watched the film. I didn't see anything that I thought was an effort issue. There's some technique stuff. We got a couple guys that are, got to work on some keeping their pad level down and kind of working their hands to get off blocks and, trying to not run by the football, which we did a couple times. We got to work on those type things. But all in all, I thought our kids were very engaged. I thought they, I think the effort's there. I think there's some, learning. You're learning a new defense. There's going to be some growing pains there. But I think – the communication was good. I felt pretty confident that, we got some building blocks to build upon, and I'm looking forward to kind of how we improve this Friday night.
Greenwood is a team that's kind of hard to handicap because, I'm not sure how good they're supposed to be this year, but being one of the Bowling Green area schools, there's usually a different level of play in that area.
Yeah, I think they're a solid team. I mean, when you try to compare them to teams that we'll see, I think they're probably in the upper half as far as just, the product that they put on the field. I know they were pretty big up front, and, we're not real big. We got a couple big kids, but we're not generally really big. We play, 170-pound kids, and they play 250-pound kids.
Yeah.
So that makes a difference. We're going to have that every game, so we've got to get accustomed to that, and that can't be a reason why we don't get off blocks and make plays. So we've got to learn to deal with those guys. I think their style of offense is unique. They're a little more of a wing tee, kind of a misdirection, kind of type thing that we haven't seen a lot of that in the past. I think maybe, you know, Webster County does some of that. We'll see that some later this year. But as far as when you're preparing in the preseason, you just don't prepare the same way for a scrimmage that you do for a game. Where, you know, you don't have two films. You don't break it down. You kind of work on the things that fundamentally and, you know, base stuff you got to work on. And then, you know, I know Coach Downs and Coach Burkett will really get into the film work. You know, it's just the first game is different than the first scrimmage. So there's an element that goes into that as well. And some things they did gave us problems. They had a big play on a wing counter that kind of, you know, it was a double handoff situation. And, you know, most people don't run that. So yeah. we haven't worked on that a lot. So that's on us as coaches. But our kids reacted well, took their coaching well, and have worked really hard and responded well and got physical. So we got a lot of positives moving forward.
Yeah, defense held Greenwood to just one touchdown, really varsity against varsity. And Coach Burkett said later he didn't really expect to see that play in the first scrimmage.
Yeah, that's one of those things that you see on film and you go back and you spend, you know, 10 minutes in practice making sure that you know how to play this play because you've seen it on film, you know. And you just don't have film in a scrimmage and you start off. And, you know, that's not a fault thing. It's just the way it is sometimes. And you just kind of chalk that up as what you understand. And you tell your kids about it and you coach it. And it's a learning experience. And he coached it up. And, you know, we had kind of two kids in the same gap. And, you know, that's kind of why that play hit like it did. And that's a learning experience for those kids. And hopefully it'll be something that'll come back and help us if somebody tries to do that to us later in the year.
Offensively, I thought it looked like maybe our timing was off just a little bit on some of the passes, but I guess that again is just a first scrimmage kind of thing.
Early, and you know, you got to remember that's our first varsity competition for we replaced a lot of skilled kids last year. So I think, you know, that stuff comes with practice and reps. And I think, you know, we've got some good athletes in space and we've got some kids that are kind of out and playing, you know, back playing for the first time in a while. And I think, you know, you can only do so much in practice because the level of competition's most of the time not going to equal to the varsity competition you see. That's why you have scrimmages. So I think the speed of the game increases, your adrenaline's up. So I think those little things are things that you just work out with experience. I'm excited about us offensively. I think we've got some weapons. I think you look at our scene, you say, well, how are you going to replace, you know, Cam Spikes and the Lukes and some of those kids that we graduated? But then you see, you know, you've gotten Zion and Cam, you know, Cam Wilson, and we got a couple new guys that we think are going to help us out some with Colston Maddox and Keezy Wilson and some other kids that are some, you know, even some young kids we think are going to step up and help us. So it's just, you know, the early part of the season, and sometimes the timing's going to be off a little bit, and you just got to get out and get competitive and figure out the speed of the game. And those kids will do it. They're all good athletes and they're good kids. So I'm excited about our season. I'm excited about the way that we looked. We're kind of where I thought we'd be. We'll have a big test Friday night. I mean, Apollo's getting a lot of preseason attention. Coach Burkett last night was talking about how good people think that they're going to be. So those are good tests. And I think you need good tests, especially in your scrimmages, to kind of expose you so you know what you have to work on. So I expect we'll have our hands full Friday night, and that's a good thing. So
one thing I've noticed is that it seems like our team speed is up this year from maybe the last few seasons.
Yeah, I think overall, I don't know, you know, we've got Shane Farrell's kind of come back to us. So he had some stuff going on this summer. He's back to us. He's a fast kid. He'll add to our team speed. So we haven't seen him on the field competitively, but in practice he's fast and he does good things. I know he was part of that, you know, state championship 4x200? 4x200?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Was, but yeah, he was an important part of that, and he, you know, we're excited about having him back, so he'll add to our speed. And you know, we've got, I think overall athletically, we're probably a little better as far as if you go position by position athlete. Now, you know, Luke Maddox and Luke Parker and Cam Spikes are terrific athletes, and they're going to be hard to replace. But you know, we feel like we're kind of moving that direction.
Well, the great thing about sports is there's always opportunities, and I feel like there's a couple of kids on this team that maybe people don't know about that are going to end up having pretty good years for you guys.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we really need them to. If we're going to have a successful season, we need those kids to do that. There are some kids that, you know, people are going to be like, oh, well, I didn't know he played, or, you know, where'd that kid come from before the season's over? I think everybody knows that Daylon and Cam are going to be important parts of our team, and they're both terrific athletes and have a ton of potential, but they can't do it by themselves, so we're going to have some kids that are going to have to step up, and I really think they will. I think we've had a good offseason. I think, you know, we've kind of fought the weather and the heat, and, you know, it hasn't been ideal, but, you know, when we got – we got lucky yesterday afternoon and got to put the pads on. And it was a pretty spirited 11-on-11. They hadn't hit since the scrimmage, and you know that was a good thing to do. And it's good that they embrace that and get a little physical. And I really like what they're going to do. So I think everybody knows Jack Roach. Jack is going to lead us defensively. We've got a couple of returners, but there'll be some kids that we're going to have to get in and spell, and they're going to get an opportunity to make some plays. And I think you're like, hey, we're I wouldn't anticipate having this kid, so we've got a chance. I hope we see that and take advantage of it, and I think our kids will. So
we've kind of had to be road warriors early in the season with the scrimmage at Greenwood. The scrimmage is at Apollo this week. We go to Hopkins County Central next week, first week of the regular season. But that'll come back to us in a little bit.
Yeah, we get a good little homestand. The schedule maker was pretty creative in how he goes. We'll give him a shout out since he's not here. But no, that's just the way it goes. Sometimes you get what you can. I think he thought he had a home scrimmage early, and the team backed out on him. So he just kind of took he had a relationship. He played college football with the head coach at Greenwood, and that's not a bad trip to Bowling Green. It's a good little kind of getaway. It's kind of you get used to getting on a bus and getting off a bus and having to go play. So that's an important part of it. So. And then next year we'll be road warriors for a while, but that's, you got to play some on the road, and getting accustomed to doing that is, to me, as important, maybe even more important, getting accustomed playing at home, because, the playing at home can feel really good. And yeah. It gets routine and something you can't do that every time. So,
well, and there's one stretch this year where we have 6 out of 7 games at home, and I think there's a bye week in there too. So for 8 weeks, we leave town once.
Yeah, but then those last two or three are some pretty big ones that we got to go on the road for. So it'll be our schedule's set up to where we don't have a lot of long trips. So most of our trips are an hour or less. So getting a couple longer scrimmages is a good, because if we're fortunate enough to advance in the playoffs, we'll probably have to go on the road and play somewhere. You never know how it's going to turn out. So you need that under your belt somewhere, so you can at least the kids have a routine and kind of know what to expect. And getting off the bus, we're gonna take an hour and a half trip and get off the bus Friday night, play good competition. I mean, we're gonna go play a good football team. So that's a good experience, and the mindset and things that it takes to get up there and get ready to go. Those are all things that you need to do before you do it for real.
We thought the schedule was going to be more advantageous for us this year. Didn't know we were going to get 6 home games until the Todd County game got moved on us. But like I said earlier, I think there's a lot of opportunity that comes with the schedule this season. Now, you don't want to get caught up in that, it's easy, so we're going to win all those games, because then you won't win a game you probably should have.
Well, I think most people who've played this game know that Friday nights aren't easy, even if the competition isn't up to snuff. I think if you compare the schedules, obviously the schedule, based on record and talent on the field is going to be a little less, but that doesn't mean they don't want to beat you. Mm-hmm. I mean, every team we play is going to really want to beat us, and that comes with being Caldwell County and having a little success in the past, and people want to beat you. And when you play local teams, people want to beat who they know. So our kids are going to have to respect and respond to that and understand that. Getting that feather in somebody else's cap is something that they're going to have to overcome, and nobody's going to roll over for us, and we don't have there's not a gimme on our schedule. There's not a team that you say, well, we're guaranteed to win that, and if we start thinking that way, then it'll be the other way for us. So we just got to take it one game at a time and get ready to play Hopkins Central. Hopkins Central, we expect to be big and physical, and we know they've got a good running back. We know they've got a good athletic quarterback, and we've seen those guys the last couple of years, and we know they're going to be fired up to get us at home. I think they kind of thought that they were going to take care of us last year, and we surprised them a little bit, so they're going to be anxious to to get back, and everybody wants to start 1-0, so it's going to be a tough test. And then each week you just got to take it that they're getting tougher. So I hope our kids will get focused on that and not worry about long-term outcomes, and let's go win the next game and worry about the following one when we get to that week.
Last year, though, I thought we had a pretty good year, even though the final record was 5-7. But when you go back and look at it, we played Graves County tough for a half. We played Madisonville tough for a half. Maybe should have been up on Madisonville at halftime. We played McCracken County pretty good. It's just when you play those bigger schools and the numbers kind of catch up with you, it's tough to win those games.
Well, and our kids are coming off, I think, Coach McClung has mentioned it, coming off of a 1-9 season, a 1-9 regular season, and you know, bouncing back and getting some wins and having some confidence, that was a huge step for those guys. And, you know, the one of the things that, we haven't replaced yet, and we're still kind of looking for that, and it's early, and I think we'll get there, but we really haven't replaced that senior leadership from that group. I think we've got a good group of seniors who are attempting to do that, right? They're attempting to make some strides in the leadership aspect and trying to, you know, be hold their teammates accountable and, you know, put forth good effort all the time. So we've got that element's there. It just hasn't been fully replaced yet. So that's one of the things that I think, you know, this group's going to have to do. And we've got a good senior class, and they experienced those tough seasons, and they know that, you know, foundationally that, you know, this thing can go one way or another at any given time. And I hopefully, you know, they're working hard and trying to prevent that from happening. And, you know, the fact that the schools on the schedule are closer to our size, you know, we feel like that benefits us in a phone booth, but you still got to go play.
Right.
And you still got to go out execute somebody, and you still got to play hard, and, you know, you got to do all the things that you got to do. And now there's no excuse. You can't say, well, golly, we play a tough schedule. Well, we still play a tough schedule, but if it's not as tough, then you don't have that to fall back on, and it really falls on your shoulders. So we got to go perform and perform well, and we expect our kids to do that. And as coaches, we're trying to get them there. So.
Well, and one other thing, this year we have a new look in the district. Some new teams have come in. Fort Campbell's come back. Trigg County's back in the district. The thing is, you don't have a guaranteed playoff spot. We've kind of talked about that a little bit, but that's a different situation that we haven't seen in a while.
It is, and, you know, our kids have to understand that. And, you know, the teams that are coming back into the district aren't teams that, you know, we shy away from. Those are teams that are rivals. I mean, those are teams that are, you know, they're – Caldwell County versus Trigg County is a big football game on both sides of the line there, and emotions play involved. And, you know, we've been fortunate to have their number a little bit, but they've got a good quarterback and good running back. They're going to have a good football season, and then you add the element of the district into it, and it just adds to the rivalry. So it's an emotional, fun thing. But the thing about, you know, what's the old saying, right? You throw the records out when it comes to rivalries. Yeah. And that's really true. And, you know, especially when you're dealing with 16 and 17 year old kids, and the emotions kind of play a huge part of it. So it's going to be a fun season. I hope our kids embrace that and continue to work hard. They've worked really hard so far, and try to make it as good as we can.
Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning and giving us an update on all Caldwell County sports and talking a little football with us. And, you know, good luck. And like I said, I know it's a busy time of year for everybody, but I appreciate everybody's help as far as Tiger Days. And our Tiger Tales preview is going to be out on the streets before long. And,
all right, looking forward,
you know,
to it.
Appreciate everybody helping. You know, go back to photo day, and that was kind of a team effort. You know, we had a flatbed trailer on the field and all kinds of things to take pictures. So I always say it's a team effort.
It always is, Todd. If you send us some Tiger Tales our way, yeah, we'll put them out where people can get them at these contests too. So
all right, thanks, Jeff.
All right, thank you, man.
Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director, with us this morning. We need to get to a timeout. Back after this with more on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location. And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Snap those smiles. It's the first day of school photo contest. Capture your kid's big moment. Then enter at WPKYonline.com before August 22nd for a shot at great prizes from Hancock's Neighborhood Market, the Persnickety Pig, Herb Hayes Furniture, and Max's. Don't miss your chance. Memories fade, but photos last forever. Enter now at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Appreciate Jeff Riley coming in and talking about Caldwell County sports this morning with us. In sports action today, both Caldwell County soccer teams will be in action on the road. The Tigers with a 7th district matchup over at Madisonville North Hopkins tonight. And the Lady Tigers are headed to Muhlenberg County for action today. Home golf today, the Tigers and Lady Tigers scheduled to host Hopkins County Central out at the Princeton Golf Club today. So fall sports action underway. As we mentioned with Jeff there, the football team scrimmaging this week. That'll be Friday up at Owensboro Apollo. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chris George about baseball, football, and lots more. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to make sure you and your family are financially taken care of for life. Call Josh Ray with Woodman Life at 270-625-0307.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley at wkdzradio.com. That's H-R-I-L-E-Y at WKDZradio.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3. Again, thanks for tuning in on this Thursday morning. Joining us now, we've got Chris George, a member of the Caldwell County Stat Crew, and we're going to talk all kinds of sports this morning with Chris. Hey, Chris, do we have you?
Can you hear me, dog?
Yeah, I got you. Can you hear us?
I can absolutely hear you.
Absolutely. Great. We're good to go then. I know it's been a busy summer for you running around, going to the All-Star game this summer and then going to the Speedway Classic. How did those things kind of come up for you?
Well, you know, I'm a big live the story you want to tell kind of guy. So my philosophy in life is if you want to tell stories about what you do, go out and do it. So they're real. And so the All-Star game this year was in Atlanta, and I'm, you know, I'm a Braves fan, and it was kind of like David Wilhelm and I, a couple of years ago, we had always said when the Braves went back to the World Series that when they last went in 96, neither one of us could afford to go. So when they went in 2021, we said we were going. So when they said the All-Star game was in Atlanta, I was like, I got to be there. I was like, that's once in a lifetime.
Yeah, how crazy was it, though, being at the All-Star game with everything going on?
Well, the Home Run Derby was insane. I told people they really need to do it later because it was hard to see the ball when it was still daylight. You know, these guys are hitting 400, 500-foot bombs. But once it got night and you could really track the ball well, it was a sight. The TV does not do the Home Run Derby justice.
So just the atmosphere, how crazy was that? And like I said, how was getting around Atlanta?
Well, getting around Atlanta is getting around Atlanta. You know, it's always something major event going on in Atlanta. But if you've not been to Truist Park, you it's hard to understand when they built that stadium in Cobb. They did not think about having 45,000-50,000 people trying to move around. So it was hard to move around getting in and out. But as far as once you got parked, it was easy because, you know, they got the battery at Truist Park is fantastic. It's a lot of activity to do, but just the traffic getting in and out was a to-do. It probably took me longer to get out of traffic than it did to drive back to the hotel.
Now, what was your favorite part of All-Star Week there?
I usually, when I go to a game in Atlanta, I like to sit either in the Xfinity Club or somewhere on the first baseline. And for the actual All-Star game, I found an affordable ticket in the Chop House. And I will actually probably be sitting in the Chop House more. It was great to watch a game down the right field line behind the right fielder. It was a great sight line. And it was just fun to see baseball fans celebrating baseball. You know, you're not there rooting for your team. You're rooting for, you know, I was rooting for the National League, of course, but just a celebration of baseball. You know, people wearing different team colors, and it was just a celebration of baseball. It's probably one of the top five or six things I've experienced sports-wise.
Well, teams going back to wearing their own uniforms, I think, was the best thing. I want to see the players in their uniform, not some All-Star game uniform.
Yeah, I think they did wear an All-Star game uniform.
Did they? I thought we were going to go back to the...
They wore a version of their team hat.
Oh, okay.
But the actual jersey, which was kind of hideous in my opinion, but the actual hat, each team had a hat. But, you know, that's about merchandising. Selling that merch of your team's All-Star hat. The Brave hat was pretty cool, but still, I think, you know, it's all about merch sales.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I'd rather see them in their team jersey.
Yeah. I'm just glad they quit using the All-Star game for home field advantage in the World Series.
Yeah. And, talking about the All-Star game, I hated when, as it was happening, I did not like the ending. You know, that they went to essentially Home Run Derby instead of extra innings.
Yeah, the new tiebreaker. I think
you, Gary, and I talked about it later that night in our group text. And after I thought about it, I was like, I didn't mind it. I mean, it's no different than soccer or hockey having a shootout to end to break a tie. So yeah, it was kind of fun. After you think about it, yeah. It was different. It was different, but overall a great, great experience.
Yeah, that's always a big
deal. If it was in Cincinnati, I'd do it again.
I wonder when Cincinnati gets it again, or St. Louis.
I don't know, I can't go to St. Louis.
Oh, you know you like St. Louis.
No, I cannot support anything Cardinal, Louisville, or St. Louis.
But you got to see a great game, and like I said, you got to see the different tiebreaker and. It just sounds like it was a great week at the All-Star game. And how'd you kind of swing that ticket?
Oh, well, you know, SeatGeek, you know, I watched them. I did not buy it when they went on sale, which I wish I had, so I had to pay resale price, but I still, it was within my budget. I watched it down and I got, you know, I had a budgeted amount and I was able to swing both tickets pretty much within the budget.
Now, you also got to go see the Braves in the Speedway Classic in Bristol, Tennessee. That was a great idea. The weather, though, and the execution kind of lacked a little bit.
MLB was not prepared for rain there. They tried their best, but it was a disaster.
Yeah, I like the idea, though. I like the whole, you know, ballpark in the Speedway, and it looked great. But, you know, it seemed like logistically there were a lot of issues from what I heard later.
It passed the look test. The pomp and circumstance was everything you wanted, and then some, with them parading the players around the track in cars. You know, they really went all out. The pregame concert with Tim McGraw and Jelly Roll was really good, but they just weren't prepared for the rain and were not prepared for a baseball crowd. I know little to nothing about NASCAR, but apparently at NASCAR you're allowed to take in your coolers with your drinks and food, and of course MLB does not. So the concession stands were not prepared for 95,000 people. And you know, when people go to these signature events, it's about merch. The merch stands sold out before about 2 hours before the game.
Oh, wow.
And they just were not, they were not prepared. And people go to All-Star Games, World Series, signature events wanting to buy merch. And they just weren't prepared. And actually, the merch really wasn't that good.
Well, and people were having to eat their nachos without cheese. That's what I heard.
And their hot dog without bun.
Oh, man. That's a breakdown of society right there.
Yeah. I was lucky. A friend of mine works for Bristol and does these signature events like the Speedway Classic and the NBA in-season tournament, that kind of stuff. So I got lucky because of knowing that person. I was able to be in the in a loge box, and that had food and hot dogs that actually had buns.
Oh, so you lucked out then. So.
I lucked out. It wasn't a good hot dog, but at least it had a bun.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of billed as the first Major League Baseball game ever in Tennessee. Fox News kind of dropped the ball, though, because they kept saying it was the first professional game in Tennessee, and that's not accurate.
Oh, is that? I did not hear that. I just know there is no good way to get from Bowling Green, Kentucky to Bristol, Tennessee.
Really?
No, if there's not. No good way. And I've been some places, man, to get there. I was like, okay.
Well, you know, again, it was the first Major League Baseball game ever in Tennessee, but I'm going to go out on a limb here. I say within 10 years, Nashville has a Major League Baseball team.
Hope it's not 10 years. I hope it's more like 5. We need the Nashville Stars.
I think they're coming. Are they going to be an expansion team? Are they coming from Tampa Bay? Where are they going to come from?
I think they're going to be an expansion team, and I think Nashville is ready. I think they can do it. And they've proven with the Preds. They've proven when the Titans are good, people come out and support them. I think the biggest thing MLB has got to do to make this right is it has to be an American League team, though. It cannot be a National League team. They're setting them up for failure if they're a National League team.
Well, yeah, because everybody's already a Braves fan or a Cardinals fan or a Reds fan.
That's right. That's the biggie, is put them in the American League, make them novel by being in the American League, and you got people in this part of the country who I think will support them as an American League team to go see. I mean, with interleague play, you still get opportunities at the other teams, but you know, you want the teams that you don't see on a regular basis coming through. And I feel I feel really good about it. And I think Nashville can do it.
We're talking this morning with Chris George. We need to get to a timeout. We'll come back and talk a little football right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Kevin Meacham, H&R Agripire. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. Come by 4900 Eagle Way in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the nets.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580-103.3 WPKY, talking with Chris George this morning. And Chris, where are you at today? Are you in Bowling Green?
I am in Bowling Green. I am actually cleaning up my dirty office.
Oh, wow. So you're actually basically home today then?
Yeah, had a little quick trip to Chicago yesterday, but me and Southwest aren't getting along right now. But after a debacle of travel on Tuesday, but yeah, back home.
Well, it was good to see you last Friday at the football scrimmage, and some of our other Bowling Green friends showed up. But you know, I really thought with Caldwell County playing there at Greenwood that all of the Caldwell County contingent there that's moved to Bowling Green would be on hand. We need to get a regular season game there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if people knew. And, you know, this is a lot of stuff going on last weekend, Bowling Green. I think if the Tigers were to play a regular season against Greenwood or East or Central, you know, I think the Caldwell County folks would show up. I know the few times the Tigers have played in Franklin, the Caldwell County Bowling Green contingent showed up in force, you know, and it's a lot of Caldwell County folks here, young and old, and we, you know, we love our Tigers.
Well, what were your thoughts on the first scrimmage?
I would like to see, you know, do you want my thoughts on the game or my thoughts on what we saw?
Yeah, on you know, the play of the Tigers, if you're kind of excited about the season.
Oh, not my complaints about how much specials they did and not enough down and distance. Okay. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, I saw some size out there, which I, you know, my firm belief, you win in the trenches. You got to have the Jimmies and the Joes up front on offense and defense if you're going to win football games. And I saw, you know, look like some kids with some size looking at the roster. Looks like they got a good, solid young group to get our numbers back up. And, you know, Dalen threw a couple of nice deep balls. And I was really pleasantly surprised with our defense, you know, that it ended up as a 6-6 tie in a scrimmage. Because, you know, usually in scrimmages with varsity, you see a little bit of scoring that early in the year. And to see both defenses come out and play well, I was impressed. You know, Greenwood's, you know, they're not Bowling Green or South Warren by any means, but, you know, they're a good, solid 5A team. And you know, the Tigers held their own against them, and they have some pretty good size.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY Princeton. Chris, as long as we're talking football, what's your thoughts on the Cats this season? You know, some of the reports out of Kentucky, out of Lexington, are actually saying that Kentucky is going to be a little better than maybe people think. But in the SEC, does that always equal wins?
I mean, you know, they could be better and still be 11th, 12th, 13th in the SEC. I mean, the SEC is, it just means more, like they say. I'm encouraged, though, Todd. You know, I'm a run the ball guy. And, you know, like I said, the Jimmies and the Joes up front, and they're saying the offensive, the big blue wall has been rebuilt. I mean, the last couple of years, I've been calling them the big blue barrier because all they are, I mean, the big blue partition, because that's about all they are last couple of years. But if they've really rebuilt the offensive line and can run the football, and they're saying the three backs are looking really good, that's Mark Stoops football. Run the ball.
So hopefully we'll have a surprising year where Kentucky wins more games than we thought they would. And who knows, you know, it just the SEC is so stacked. But one thing I did want to ask you about, I saw where Mitch Barnhart said he's actually open to playing a basketball game at Kroger Field. Is that something you'd be interested in?
I'm intrigued by it. You know, I mean, I guess it's no different than when they play in a dome stadium. And, you know, I mean, you'd have to do it early in the year, and you'd almost have to do it, what, in 1st of November and hope you catch a mild early November?
Yeah, I just wonder if there's any way to actually cover the court. The actual playing surface would be, of course, we've played basketball games all over the place. You know, it's that certainly wouldn't be out of the question to pull something like that off.
Yeah, I just don't know that our climate supports it. I mean, you know, they played a basketball game on that aircraft carrier. North Carolina played somebody a couple of years ago on an aircraft carrier, but, you know, that was in a warmer climate. I'm just thinking when basketball kicks up in November weather in Kentucky is just so unpredictable.
Here lately it's been warmer, it seems like, on into November. It seems like our winter weather anymore is January and February.
Yeah, but you know, weather in Kentucky is crazy, and
you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. That's my only thing, is when would you do it? I mean, you would have to do it. It almost had to be like the first or second game of the year in November, and then you just cross your fingers that it doesn't get cold or rain or pop up one of those crazy November days where it's flying slush.
And you need to bring in some kind of a marquee name for a matchup to maybe do like they did up in Detroit that time and draw, you know, 60,000 or 70,000.
Yeah, you would have to. I mean, you couldn't play just anybody. Now, I mean, I think you could maybe play one of the in-state schools and get a decent crowd. You know, if you played a Murray or a WKU.
Maybe that's how they finally get Murray State on the schedule.
Yeah, you get a draw there because their fans are going. Otherwise, it's got to be, you know, you can't go out and play Southern Miss or Tennessee State or somebody. Nobody's coming to that.
So we'll keep an eye on that. But I just thought it was interesting that for the first time ever that Mitch Barnhart actually said that he would, you know, welcome the idea.
Or was he deflecting from this whole NIL thing by giving people something else to talk about?
Could be. I think they're just trying to find other uses for Kroger Field, and, you know, you got to make money.
You know, in today's sports world, you have got to make money.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you coming on the show this morning and talking about your summer travels, and you know, we'll see you at a football game coming up real shortly.
Oh yeah, I am looking forward to next Friday night when I plan to be in Tiger Stadium with you.
Well, at
Hopkins Central.
Yeah, we'll be at Storm.
Oh, it's at Hopkins Central.
Yeah, it's
at
Hopkins Central.
Okay. Well, I still plan to be at Hopkins Central. I won't be as excited to be at Hopkins Central. But
all right, we'll see you then.
All right, Todd. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Chris. Chris George from Bowling Green this morning. Appreciate him coming on the Sideline Report. Also, thanks to Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director, for being on the show this morning. That's going to wrap us up for this week's edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Don't forget to be on the lookout for Tiger Tales, our Caldwell County Fall Sports Preview. That will be out on the streets shortly, so check that out later this week. Thanks for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. WPKY.